You're listening to SBS News.
Millions of people took to the streets in often violent protests in Hong Kong last year over a bill that would have allowed extradition to mainland China. The bill was eventually shelved, but pro-democracy activists often feel that the one country, two systems policy in place since Britain returned sovereignty to China in 1997 is being undermined by Beijing. And now they have a new battle on their hands. China's National People's Congress will reportedly debate a law aimed at banning sedition and subversion in Hong Kong, a move thought to be sparked by the anti-extradition bill protests. Supporters of the proposed law say it is necessary to tackle the violence that characterised those protests. Shang Yasui, a spokesman for the Congress, explains.
National security is the bedrock underpinning the stability of the country. Safeguarding national security serves the fundamental interests of all Chinese, our Hong Kong compatriots included.
The National People's Congress will vote on the law next week before it progresses to the Standing Committee in June. According to the Basic Law, Hong Kong's mini-constitution, its government is required to pass national security legislation. Pro-democracy activists are furious, suggesting this is China's attempt to bypass Hong Kong's elected legislators in an attempt to muzzle protests in defiance of the freedoms supposedly enshrined in the Basic Law. Hong Kong politician Dennis Kwok has condemned the proposed law, saying it will end the one country, two systems policy.
I just want to say to the international community that this is the end of Hong Kong. This is the end of one country, two system. Make no mistake about it, that Beijing, the Central People's Government, has completely breached its promise to the Hong Kong people, a promise that was enshrined in the Sino-British Joint Declaration and the Basic Law. And they are now completely walking back on their obligation owed to the Hong Kong people.
Specifically, Article 23 of the Basic Law calls on the local government to enact laws on its own to prohibit any act of treason, secession, sedition, subversion against the Central People's Government. But such a law has never been passed. The last attempt in 2003 triggered the then largest protests in Hong Kong's history. The US State Department says that any effort to impose national security legislation that does not reflect the will of the Hong Kong people would be met with strong condemnation. US President Donald Trump has stepped up his anti-China rhetoric as the world battles the COVID-19 pandemic, and he appears to be siding with Hong Kong.
Well, we'll have to see what happens. I haven't seen it yet. I've gotten a little briefing, but I'll have a statement to make at the appropriate time. Okay? Hong Kong's been through a lot.
At his helicopter, President Trump later suggested he would have stern words for China.
I don't know what it is because nobody knows yet. If it happens, we'll address that issue very strongly.
Hong Kong's legal framework was established under the terms of the former British colony's handover to Chinese control 23 years ago. The joint declaration was signed by both Britain and China and is ratified by the United Nations. The last British governor of Hong Kong, Chris Patten, says it is therefore incumbent on the United Kingdom to take umbrage with China.
We should make it clear to the Chinese that this is outrageous. The Prime Minister and the Foreign Secretary should make that absolutely clear. We should talk to our allies, our friends around the world, all of whom have a stake in two things. First of all, the continuance of Hong Kong as a great international city in Asia. And secondly, in whether or not China can be trusted to keep its word. Now, there are all too many examples of that not being the case. The way it's actually used, the preoccupation, which everybody rightly has with fighting this awful epidemic, they've used that preoccupation in order to bully and harass in other areas, and one of them's in Hong Kong.
Matt Kennellan, SBS News.